Podcast.
The Savior.
The Savior. Podcast. The Savior has arrived.
In the book, the Imam al-Islam explains that a part of the test for them that they were destined to fail was the test of eating from the tree of knowledge. And that when they ate from the tree of knowledge, that they fell to earth. And there was a period of time that they spent on earth asking for forgiveness before they entered the bodies. And when they entered the bodies, their memory of what happened before and all of our memories of what happened before were erased, essentially. So that we don't remember this world of Dhar, and Adam alayhi salam and Eve did not remember what came before them. And so their second test began when they entered the bodies. But there was a period of time, and I think the Imam alayhi salam explains 200 years, I could be wrong, of wandering the earth and this period of asking for forgiveness. And it's interesting that these time periods are, when we talk about these time periods, that these time periods aren't really like the time periods that we experience or how we experience things. And I can't remember where, I think there's another place where, not in this book, I don't think, but somewhere else where Ahmad al-Hassan al-Islam explains about experiencing time and how it can vary in how we experience it, and that sometimes time seems to be sped up and sometimes it seems to be slowed down. And some of these time periods that are spoken about are from like a different perspective of how that time period was. And so I think that what he says in the book was 200 years as a soul wandering and asking for forgiveness before being placed in the body.
Podcast.
The Savior.
Podcast. The Savior has arrived.